WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than a month to go before he leaves office, President Biden has commuted the sentences of 37 inmates on federal death row. They will now face life in prison without the possibility of parole, says ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
As a devout Catholic, President Biden believes that the death penalty should only be used in cases of terrorism and hate-motivated mass murder. And the White House is signaling that there could be more clemency to come in the few weeks that President Biden has left.
Luigi Mangione facing criminal charges, but he's also facing federal charges in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione will be in a New York courtroom later today. A man is in custody in New York for allegedly setting a woman on fire aboard a subway train. She did not survive. Three teenagers who saw the crime being reported on TV called in to report the suspect, who was later arrested. 100 million Americans traveling this holiday week, most of them on the roads. This is ABC News. Honda and Nissan are merging.
The two companies signing a memorandum of understanding to start discussions about creating a new joint venture. Honda is the larger of the two companies, having sold just under 4 million vehicles globally last year, but they've lagged behind other automakers in electric vehicles, recently exiting a partnership with General Motors to develop a low-cost EV. Honda's own EV platform, called Honda Zero, isn't set to hit the market until 2026. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Investigators at Colorado's Winter Park Resort are examining a cracked piece of metal on a ski lift. The defect stopping the lift, stranding dozens of skiers in midair on Saturday.
Passengers telling us they're thankful for the first responders who saved their Christmas.
The ski patrol dropped in like Santa Claus and told us all what was going to happen.
No one was injured. The incident was the first time the lift has been evacuated since opening 6 years ago.
ABC's Allison Kosick. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. The Monaca Winter Park is hosting their Santa Sprints 2K Family Fun Ski. They invite you out to gather your friends and family for this fun festive event and deck yourselves out in Christmas-related costumes and join them for an untimed, easy 2K Family Fun Ski around the amply named Sleigh Ride Ski Trail. You can dig out your Santa suits or dresses for Frosty the Snowman, Buddy the Elf, or the Grinch. Be as creative as you like. You can also be as competitive, or not, as you want. The first male and female back will get a prize, but everyone who finishes will receive a treat as well. Goodie bags to all, and to all a good night. This event is free, and the focus is all about family fun. Once again, this is happening Friday at 1 p.m. on 7543 Squirrel Hill Road in Minocqua. This year, Kwanzaa and Hanukkah are celebrated in the same week. Lisa Hale takes a closer look at Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa begins on December 26th. It's an African-American and Pan-African celebration created in 1966. Dr. Alfonso Simpson Jr. is the director of African-American Studies at UW-Oshkosh.
It's a celebration of family, a celebration of community and culture, and is rooted in raising up and bringing forth the ancient African model of cultivating, harvest, and sharing good in the world. It's really about sharing good in the world.
According to official Kwanzaa website.org, participants celebrate Kwanzaa with feasts, music, dance, and stories. They also honor the seven principles of unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
This holiday season, Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is celebrating the spirit of giving. Trusted for honesty, integrity, and top quality service, they wish their valued customers a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Experience great deals like a Dexis full synthetic oil change for just $49.95. Plus, remaining 2024 select Chevrolets are below GM employee prices, and select 2025s are priced below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
It's the Packers and the Saints. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the New Orleans Saints tonight on Monday Night Football, game time 7:15. I talked to Packers linebacker Edgerrin Cooper over the weekend after winning his second NFC Defensive Player of the Week award.
It's a big accomplishment. It's just simple. I keep saying it, but I'm just here to play football, have fun out there, and, you know, do what's best for my team.
The Saints will start rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler. Has he ever played in cold weather like Green Bay before?
I haven't played a snow game, but I've played in many, many cold games before in the Big 12, even in the SEC. Cold, rainy, windy.
College hoops, the Badgers with a non-conference win over Detroit Mercy, 76-53. Head coach Greg Gard working with shooter John Tonjay and his technique.
You just got to keep giving him sample sizes and experience and point those things out. We need him to continue to be more efficient at a high level more consistently.
That's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting grant applications to grow the state's fishing community. Funding from the Angler Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Program aims to expand fishing activities in the Badger State. More details when we return, but first, welcome back.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
The Wisconsin DNR is now accepting applications for the Angler Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Grant Program. Past recipients have used this grant to support in-depth angler education programs at schools, fly fishing classes for women and veterans, training for people promoting accessible fishing, and to expand fishing programs at camps for children. Community and recreation centers are also good fits for these programs. Individual grant awards are eligible for up to $5,000. The grant is supported by the Federal Sport Fish Restoration Fund, which is generated by an excise tax on fishing equipment and motorboat fuel. Application materials are available for download through the DNR's Angler R3 Grant Program webpage. To access that, simply go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Angler Recruitment. The deadline to submit grant applications is Tuesday, February 18th, 2025. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Areas of light snow and freezing drizzle are possible this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high 32 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight 19, tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy 31 on Christmas Day. It'll be cloudy with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
98Q Country, whose bed have your boots been under? I'm not
talking last night with Denise. Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you see? I wonder.
That's Shania Twain here on 98Q Country. Whose bed have your boots been under? Asking those important questions. And we'll be taking a look at some of the things that have happened on previous 23rds of December. That's right, folks. This day in history coming up after a few more country songs and before bottom of the hour news, sports, and weather. Right now, though, I've got a little bit of heartache medication for you from John Party and then Alan Jackson telling you what he wants for Christmas. Coming up next on WCQM.
Same old dive, same old end of the work week drink. Bartender knows my name, but I don't mind. She kicks them up strong, serves me up right. Another dance to a country song, turning me on. Here's to a good time and halfway to feeling all right.
looks like someone's making out another Christmas list.
Yes! It's a Christmas miracle!
Best Christmas ever.
Ho, ho, ho!
98Q Country.
The snow is falling. It's Christmas Eve. Presents are wrapped under the tree. Is there one for me? I only want you for Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself. Oh, tie a ribbon around yourself. I ain't gonna write no letter to send north to the pole. What I'm wanting this year, Saint Nick don't need to know. I only want you for Christmas, babe. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, babe. Tie a ribbon around yourself. Oh, tie a ribbon around yourself. Oh, pick it, Rudolph. Got it, Frosty. So put on your Christmas stockings. I'll find that mistletoe. Let's get into the holiday spirits. Honey, ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. I only want you for Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself. I only want you for Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself. Oh, tie a ribbon around yourself.
Alan Jackson here on 98Q Country. I only want you for Christmas. That one brought to us by Warga Auto and Truck Center of Phillips right there on the main drag in Highway 13. We are taking a look at this day in history. We being me, Greg Gunderson, here in the 98Q studios covering for Joel today. I'll be covering him Thursday as well, but he'll be here tomorrow. And then neither of us will be here on Wednesday because it's Christmas and that's how Christmas works. I've got Austin Brume here with me in studio, though. We're about to take a look at this day in history, things that have happened on previous 23rds of December. What have you got? What do you know about the 23rd of December and years past?
Absolutely nothing.
Well, luckily I've got a computer in front of me, otherwise my answer would have been the same. But instead, I am aware that on this day, 52 years ago, 1972, can you believe
just,
it
you
was...
You just made so many people feel so old because you told them how long ago that was.
That's how I run this segment. Anybody who doesn't want to feel old probably should tune away from this one. That's kind of the point, though. If you don't look at where you've been, you'll never know where you're going. I stand by that 100%. True. If you ignore where you've been, you're ignoring where you're going, too. 100%. Anyway, this day in 1972, it was the Immaculate Reception. Franco Harris, the Italian Stallion, may or may not have picked a ball up after it hit the ground, but there is no definitive camera angle, and whether you believe that ball hit the ground has a lot to do with how you feel about the Steelers or felt about the Steelers in the early 70s. I personally... I don't know enough to guess, but I have this hunch that the tip of the ball may have brushed the ground. But I'll tell you what, when what could have happened is that amazing, the fact that that's what the refs allowed, I'm not that mad. Franco Harris gave the Steelers a win over the Raiders, 13-6, or was it 13-7? It was a one-score victory. Oh, yeah, 13-6, because they were down 7-6 before that play. Also, 1834, 190 years ago today, the Hansom Cab was patented. I saw this one in the listing of This Day in History, and it was covered as the Sherlock Holmes Cab. That really kind of burnished wood, that Victorian era design. And it's probably, frankly, not the one you're thinking of. That's basically kind of like the Cinderella carriage minus the pumpkin aspect to it. It's actually not that one. The one that we're talking about is indeed a four-wheeled carriage and in many cases can be pulled by either one or two horses. But it's 1834, we're in London, and the Hackney cart, basically a piece of wood with four wheels, is it's being phased out, and it's being replaced by what they're calling flies, a two-wheeled fly, which is kind of like a rickshaw. Basically, think of a rickshaw where you've got two wheels and a person to sit in it, and then you've got a driver, and you've got a two-by-two seat, so you can fit a total of two people in this fly. But if you're a single rider, and it's you and the driver, and you got a cheap, quick piece of transportation, most importantly, though, it's more maneuverable. The fly could turn way more easily than the Hackney carts could. However, there were still drawbacks. The flies were prone to turning over. They were dangerously unstable. And we're talking about the force that horses put behind things. So people were getting hurt and even killed in some places. So an architect came along, a guy by the name of Joseph Hansom, H-A-N-S-O-M. And he invented a four-wheeled cab nearly as maneuverable as the two-wheeled options. It had a couple things that others didn't really have. First of all, the front axle had the ability to turn with the motion of the horses, which meant it was as maneuverable as many of the two-wheeled options, and far more maneuverable than any other four-wheeled option. But the other thing that Hansom was smart enough to do was he gave it a low center of gravity, which meant that going around a corner at speed had a much reduced risk of tipping. I mean, think of how weird that would be if cars just ran a risk of tipping over on corners. You know, you go around the corner on 70, oh, there's old Mrs. Johnson again. She hit that one too fast. She just rolled up. You just flip her back over and Mrs. Johnson just goes back on home. And no, that wasn't exactly, but can you imagine if we just ran the risk of at all times just flipping the vehicle? So if you're curious, and I was because it's me, cab, the word cab, we get it from cabriolet, which is a French word for a light carriage pulled by one horse. That's where we get the word cab. And in its use today, cab. The word cabriolet comes from Italian, capriolo. And those of you who know a little bit of Latin or perhaps a little Italian might be able to guess what capriolo means. It comes from a word for a young goat, referring to the swaying motion that these carriages make when they're at speed. They tend to rock back and forth a little bit as the horse pushes with the opposing sides of its body. Later edition of the clockwork fare calculation system, basically a clockwork machine that just counted time so they could charge you, that was called a taximeter. T-A-X-I, taximeter. So there you go. You've got a taximeter cabriolet. Nowadays, it's a taxi cab. That's This Day in History here on 98Q Country. I will indeed be talking about these exact same things during the 3 o'clock hour today during my afternoon show. Right now, though, it's me and Austin covering for Joel in the 98Q studios, and we'll be here until 10 a.m. We'll bring you country hits, classics, and a couple Christmas songs an hour until then. Right now, though, bottom of the hour news, sports, and weather twice an hour every hour here on 98Q Country WCQM.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than a month to go before he leaves office, President Biden has commuted the sentences of 37 inmates on federal death row. They will now face life in prison without the possibility of parole, says ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
As a devout Catholic, President Biden believes that the death penalty should only be used in cases of terrorism and hate-motivated mass murder. And the White House is signaling that there could be more clemency to come in the few weeks that President Biden has left.
Luigi Mangione facing criminal charges, but he's also facing federal charges in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione will be in a New York courtroom later today. A man is in custody in New York for allegedly setting a woman on fire aboard a subway train. She did not survive. Three teenagers who saw the crime being reported on TV called in to report the suspect, who was later arrested. 100 million Americans traveling this holiday week, most of them on the roads. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., the North Lakeland Discovery Center invites you out to enjoy an evening snowshoeing on the Discovery Center's 1-mile snowshoe trail with beautifully lit luminaries paving the way. You can bring your own snowshoes or borrow theirs for $5 a pair, limited quantities are available, and join them for hot chocolate, s'mores, and a bonfire following your hike. This is $7 for non-members and $5 for members. They ask that you please register by the 27th, and to register, call 715-543-2085. That's 715-543-2085. Once again, that's happening Saturday from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at 14006 Discovery Lane in Manitowish Waters. Wisconsin has lots of history to learn about. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
If you're looking for something unique to give, how about the history of Wisconsin? Here's Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogie.
Maybe there's someone you know who really loves history. A great option for them is an annual membership to the Wisconsin Historical Society. History buffs will get free access to 12 historic sites and museums that are spread throughout the state, in addition to other benefits. They provide an option on their website to directly gift a membership.
You can buy an annual subscription on the Wisconsin Historical Society website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
It's the Packers and the Saints. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the New Orleans Saints tonight on Monday Night Football, game time 7:15. I talked to Packers linebacker Edgerrin Cooper over the weekend after winning his second NFC Defensive Player of the Week award.
It's a big accomplishment. It's just simple. I keep saying it, but I'm just here to play football, have fun out there, and do what's best for my team.
The Saints will start rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler. Has he ever played in cold weather like Green Bay before?
I haven't played a snow game, but I've played in many cold games before in the Big 12, even in the SEC. Cold, rainy, windy.
College hoops, the Badgers with a non-conference win over Detroit Mercy, 76-53. Head coach Greg Gard working with shooter John Tanjay in his technique.
You just got to keep giving him sample sizes and experience and point those things out. We need him to continue to be more efficient at a high level more consistently.
That's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us. to set up an appointment.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars.
I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Areas of light snow and freezing drizzle are possible this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high 32 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight 19, tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy 31 on Christmas Day. It'll be cloudy with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
98Q Country. Country.
We could have a little double wide planet in an empty field. We could have a big old white picket wrap around on a hill. Don't make a difference to me, baby, where the wind takes me, long as I'm with you, girl. We could have something or nothing, still be sitting on top of the world. 'Cause when you got love like we got, sitting on top of the world. So keep hanging on to me, yeah. Don't you wanna be sitting on top of the world? Top of the world. We could be rolling on a couple of good years and painted rust. We could be strolling barefoot in the sand in the setting sun. Don't you wanna be sitting on top of the world? Top of the world. Top of the world.
Ho, ho, ho!
Call me Elf one more time.
He's an angry elf.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Wishing you a very happy holiday.
98Q Country.
track shooting BBs at old beer cans. Choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos. Singing loud and proud to Gimme Three Steps, Simple Man, and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our ass, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's a way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on a chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up a fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. We fall down and we get up. We walk around and we talk tough. We got heart and we got nerve. And even if we are a bit disturbed. My people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. Oh no, these are my people.
AQ Country. Silverado, he got parked outside. Listen, cranking 89 Alabama.
trucks, young love and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Tank of gas, some blue eyes and some beer in the back. Falling way too fast for a southern draw from north of Atlanta. That Silverado we got parked outside. Trucks, young love and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Yeah, Saturday nights. Young love and Saturday nights.
Bells will be ringing. The sad, sad news. To have the blues, my baby is gone. I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing, silent night. Oh, Christmas carols by candlelight. Christmas, please come home for Christmas. If not by Christmas, then by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. Sure as a star shine above. Oh, but it's Christmas. Yeah, it's Christmas, my dear. The time of year to spend with the one that you love. So won't you tell me you'll never more roam this Christmas and New Year's. We'll find you home. There'll be no more sorrow. No grief or pain. I'll be happy, happy once again. Salutations, sure as a star shine above. Oh, but it's Christmas, yeah, it's Christmas, my dear. The time of year to spend with the one that you love. So won't you tell me you'll never more. This Christmas and New Year's, we'll find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief or pain. 'Cause I'll be happy, happy once again. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief or pain. 'Cause I'll be happy. Christmas once again.
Gary Allen here on 98Q Country.
Please Come Home for Christmas. That one brought to you here on 98Q by Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving communities of Ashland and Park Falls since 1953. Or serving the Northwoods since 53 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland.
There you go.
Yes, that's, you got to get those details correct, right? We're taking a look at some celebrity birthdays. We might talk a little bit of Packers football. Of course, if you've got local birthdays, we want to give you a shot to win a cake that Joel gives away every Friday morning. This week, we may be on pause with that. In fact, I think we are because it is the Christmas season, but maybe we'll do a cake drawing on Friday. I don't know. Even if we don't, we'll just enter you to win next week's drawing. So let us know about birthdays for your friends, family, loved ones, or anniversaries, too. Annual celebrations are great. Call us, 715-762-3221, or email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. If today is your birthday, happy birthday. I strongly suspect that your birthday was more often than not absorbed by Christmas. And so, I'm sorry, that kind of stinks. But gifts are expensive. So, like, I get it. If I have a kid on December 24th, well, first of all, I wouldn't, but my wife might. I'm pretty sure we're going to have a Christmas birthday party. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, young, non-existent child. But, like, how do you... Or like, you get the opportunity to do, like, the coolest thing ever and give the kid two parties in a week. But, like, I don't know. I don't know. What are your thoughts? If your birthday is on December 23rd, should you get two parties, or should you learn early that the world doesn't revolve around you?
I guess that would largely depend on family situation.
Fair. Fair.
Because, like, I've got a birthday on the 20th. And it's a 50-50 toss-up if I get a party or not.
You know, I'll admit, I totally forgot. I was talking to someone who 100% can speak to this. Austin, your birthday was what, Friday?
Yeah.
It was just on Friday. Our own Austin Brume.
Golden birthday.
Golden birthday. Happy golden birthday. So
thank you.
How many birthdays would you say of the, I mean, you're in the double digits now, man, and you have been for a while, but you're firmly in the double digits. How many of those birthdays do you think were absorbed by the Christmas holiday?
I mean, honestly, not that many.
Okay.
My parents were always very particular about making sure that I got both.
See, that's the thing. I think it depends very much on how you contextualize them. You know, if you just, you know, if it's the week of both, you know, and you just say, all right, here's your gifts. And, okay, what if... You know, what if you wrapped some of them slightly different? Mm. What if each person, you know, you've got mom, you've got dad. Can we get four gifts together? Wrap two for birthday, wrap two for Christmas, one for mom, one from dad. Then, of course, you've got Santa thrown in there, too. So things, I mean, there's no way this doesn't get complicated.
It's also just a matter of having them separate can make it feel more special for the kid, too. But if they grew up not having them separate, maybe they wouldn't have any idea of it.
Right, right. I think you could probably pull it off however you really want to do it if you plan around it that way.
Depends on family situation. That, like, sometimes people don't have the finances for two parties.
Well, yeah, that's the first and prevailing thing for me is that, I'll tell you what, a birthday and Christmas just fine on the pocketbook when they're separated by a couple months. You've got some time between to save. Otherwise, the alternative is you save all year and then you feel like you've got to split those savings between two days.
Which can make it lesser for both.
Well, and that's what it would feel like, right? That's kind of what it would feel like. Oh my gosh, I've got to take this money I've saved for my child and split it in half. But both halves still go to the child, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm treading on territory that's already well paved and the navigation of it is well founded. But I feel like I'd have a difficult time if I had a child near Christmas. So double extra special shout out to parents of kids with birthdays around this time and to kids with birthdays around this time. I promise we're thinking of you. We know the world's not quite fair, but I mean, when I stack up all the birthday gifts I ever got and all the thought that went into them, it's that second half that matters more. You know, it's really that. It's how are my parents around my birthday? And they were trying.
And it's more the act of, hey, someone's trying, someone's thinking of you. That's what feels good.
All right. Out of the weeds of the birthday track, got distracted there, but that's how we do it here at 98Q. As I was going to say, if today is your birthday, happy birthday. Or anniversary, happy anniversary. Celebrities with today as a birthday include Estella Warren, Canadian model, has, quote, done some acting. Planet of the Apes, Blue Seduction, and The Stranger Within. She turns 46 today. Corey Haim, another Canadian actor, passed of pneumonia back in 2010 after a rather tragic upbringing alongside Corey Feldman. That's why they're credited as the two Coreys. But he was also part of The Lost Boys, License to Drive, Dream a Little Dream, Blown Away, reality show co-star. Died of pneumonia, but Corey Haim had a lot of things going on, a lot of health troubles that came as a result of drug abuse that came as a result of a really tough Hollywood upbringing. I'll tell you what, though, you can watch Corey Feldman, the surviving Corey of the two, and they did not necessarily get along right before Corey Haim passed. They had tried to reconcile. I think you can read varying reports, but man, you can catch some behind the scenes footage of Corey Feldman as a reality TV star, and man, I don't want to judge him. He's making a living, but man, there's some really gross stuff happens on reality TV show. Like you can catch behind the scenes takes of him like crying because they were talking about Corey Haim. And then when he doesn't realize the cameras are still rolling, he pauses and says, "Did you get that one? I can do it again." It's like he paused mid-sob talking about your dead childhood friend. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wanted to believe that you actually cared about that human being, but now I'm forced to assume that you kind of don't. And I mean, that's what you get for trying to put too much stock in a celebrity. And that said, you've got to also recognize that Corey Feldman was... he grew up in the same circumstances that killed Corey Haim. So, like, he's the survivor, but that doesn't mean he's unscathed by any means. And he's yeah, the two Coreys. A couple of rough upbringings. Rest in peace, Corey Haim. Hopefully where you are is better than where you were. Susan Lucci, 76 today, cast member of the soap All My Children since 1970, finally won an Emmy for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series in 1999 after 18 failed nominations. Feels like some Leonardo DiCaprio kind of stuff. Mm. Like, all right, The Revenant, yeah, that one's good enough. 76-year-old for Susan Lucci today. Harry Shearer is 81 today. You might know him as the Derek Smalls character that he portrayed in This Is Spinal Tap. But since then, he's been an actor, a comedian, a radio host, and he does a lot of voices for The Simpsons. He's Montgomery Burns, Ned Flanders, Principal Skinner, and Kent Brockman. Harry Shearer, 81 today. Finally, last birthday, Frederick Forrest, nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for The Rose in 1980. Other notable films include One from the Heart, The Conversation, and Apocalypse Now. Frederick passed just last year in June at the age of 86, born this day, 1936. Again, please, if you've got a birthday or an anniversary this week, I'm not certain we'll be giving away a cake this Friday, but if not, you'll be entered to win next week's drawing, and it's always a fair race. There probably won't be more than 10, 15 people in there, most, even if we do double up on a couple weeks in a row. That said, Christmas is kind of a popular birth month week for a lot of people, maybe not for celebrities, given it was only a five-part list today, but that's a look at birthdays today, both celebrity and otherwise. I've got a quick word from sponsors I've got to bring you before top of the hour news, sports, and weather at 9. I may have time to sneak in a country song or two as well. Catch that top of the hour news. We'll be back with you after 9 here on WCQM 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Happy holidays. Make Lena's Northern Pines your dinner destination. Nightly specials. Tuesday, pork and dumplings. Wednesday, pasta. Thursday, schnitzel. And Fridays, our famous seafood buffet.
We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, we have some very exciting news. I heard that the cars are back for good at Wheelway. Is that right?
They're back, but they're going to move quickly.
Move quickly, but by popular demand, people have asked you guys to keep them there. But the Arctic Blast Sale going on right now, you went out and handpicked some really nice vehicles for this sale.
Hey, you know what? We got 2024s, 2023s, all the way down to 2015. They're all low miles, under 30,000 miles they start off. We have payments as low as $99 a month. There's no better time right now to come and get a vehicle.
It's an Arctic Blast, but there's sizzling prices on these vehicles. And you can take care of all the financing and everything right there too, right?
Absolutely. Interest rates are fortunately keep going down. That means you get more purchasing power. There's no better time to get a better vehicle, a reliable, roadworthy vehicle for the wintertime right now before rates start going back up. Can't make it and go on wheelwayautos.com. You'll be blown away of the inventory that we got here.
Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
This holiday season, give the gift of power and precision with Works Power Tools at Menards. Whether you're building, fixing, or crafting, Works drills deliver the power and control for any project. For those tougher jobs, Works impact drivers provide all the torque needed to make heavy-duty tasks a breeze. Hurry in today and pick up your 20-volt Works cordless drill or driver now at Menards.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact.
Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
See website for details. Millsap is not a lender and does not make credit decisions. Must be 18 years old. Not available in all states.
Honey, the credit card bill came and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards. Rent is due. Bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by for a few weeks.
We should do what my brother did. He went to BillsHappen.com and got $3,000 the next day.
With our bad credit, I don't think so.
BillsHappen.com is different. They are one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with all credit types get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope, my brother said it was easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan for up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account the next day. BillsHappen's lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history.
Great news! I went to BillsHappen.com, and we will have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast!
If you need extra cash, go to BillsHappen.com. That's BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com.
98Q Country.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at a local beer joint, few of the guys, with this cute little country girl called my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me. I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. You look like you love me. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden commuting the sentences of 37 federal death row inmates, converting their punishments to life in prison without parole, not among those whose sentences were commuted. The Boston Marathon bomber and the men who carried out the Emmanuel AME Church and the Tree of Life Synagogue mass killings.